Russia says 11 people have been killed in a shooting at its southern border with Ukraine. The defense ministry says two attackers opened fire at a military training ground in Belgorod. The area has been shelled in recent days in what Russian officials say were missile strikes by Ukrainian forces.
A terrible event happened yesterday on our territory. On the territory of one of the military units, there was a terror attack committed. Many soldiers were killed and wounded. All of the wounded are getting help. I want to express my words of condolence to the families of those who were killed. We are by your side.
Well, let's talk now to Mohammed Val, who is in Moscow for us. So, Mohammed, what more do we know about this?
Yes, Hazem, we know that it happened over the night and that the defense ministry, at the beginning, they said people, but now the governor is of the area is saying soldiers. But it's not yet clear whether they are Russian soldiers, or Russian trainees, or foreign trainees, because the two men who opened fire were identified as belonging to one of the CIS countries, the central, the Commonwealth of Independent Nations, including Tajikistan, which has been also mentioned by a Russian independent website that said the attack took place not in the city of Belgorod itself, but in a town called Soloti, to the southeast, 105 kilometers to the southeast of Belgorod. And other sources talking about Tajikistan as the country from which those two attackers came. Russian media, Russian official and state-sponsored media, they all mentioned that this is a terrorist attack. And they put it along with the other attacks on Belgorod that have been taking place during the last several weeks, and particularly yesterday. They mentioned that all of these attacks are actually terrorist attacks. The Ukrainians, of course, have rarely taken responsibility of those attacks, but the Russians are talking about them as terrorists. They also talk about the bridge, what happened at the bridge, as a terrorist attack. And what we know is that they said that no civilians have been killed and all the wounded are being treated. The mention of soldiers has we heard that only today, but they were talking only about trainees. We know that the mobilization has triggered a lot of anger here in Russia, and that the site there, one of those sites in Belgorod and near Belgorod, have been used as training grounds for the newly mobilized Russians. And incidents took place across Russia, including opening fire on recruitment centers and direct confrontations between protesters and military. So, I mean, in some sources, this is framed as a part of the ongoing anger against mobilization, but officially it is framed as a terrorist attack.
All right, Mohammed, thanks for that. Mohammed Val in Moscow for us.